This is WMUK, information and inspiration for Southwest Michigan. I'm Savilla Mann. The next few years could be groundbreaking ones for the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail. Construction is underway on a new 5-mile segment that runs between Comstock and Galesburg. And the KRVT's parent organization, the Kalamazoo County Parks Foundation, also has permission to extend the trail to the edge of the WMU and Kalamazoo College campuses. I recently spoke with Parks Foundation President Jerry Albertson about what lies ahead for the KRVT.
I've heard that section of town between Kalamazoo College, Western, and then downtown, I've heard people call it the moat because of stadium coming in there, Stadium Drive, plus Oakland, and you've got some intersections that can just be rather tricky to get across. How far do you think this will go to bridge the moat?
I have been so out of the loop, I didn't know it was called that, or referred to that. You know, that's a good question. What this trail, what I know it will do for sure, is it will widen the space that walkers and bikers and people with other mobility uses, non-motorized, will be able to use, and it will be very visible. So those two benefits, I think, will help the visibility and the expanding the size of it. But the intersections themselves, those are going to remain, at least at this time. What the trail will do, not only this segment, but the many other segments that are proposed for downtown, is it will encourage and make really possible and safely possible for non-motorized transportation. So maybe the cars won't be needed as much.
Now, the section that you're extending through Comstock and beyond this year, the eventual goal is to connect that to the trails in Battle Creek. And my understanding is that's actually part of a larger statewide plan.
That is correct. We're really lucky because we're right in the path of what they've referred to as the lake-to-lake trail, Lake Michigan to Lake Huron. So the Calhaven Trail already exists in Van Buren County, and then the Kalamazoo River Valley Trail will extend across Kalamazoo County and connect to the Battle Creek Linear Trail. And so we not only have a vital local trail and link, but it will also be connecting that larger trail. And it will, I think about 75% of that trail is currently constructed, the lake-to-lake trail. And so the further that we build, the higher that will go.
Currently, the KRVT lies in two pieces about a mile apart on either side of downtown Kalamazoo. Not surprisingly, the Parks Foundation would like to see them connected. It's been working on a proposal with the city of Kalamazoo.
There are a few routes being considered, but it should be decided very soon. And we've gotten strong support from the city of Kalamazoo for a trail and a route, and also Downtown Kalamazoo Incorporated has signed on to promote a segment. So we haven't officially identified a route, but as I say, that should be coming soon. And when that is, we will certainly let you know. And as I say, it could be built as early as 2015.
Right. And lastly, I just want to ask, how much, when these trails and extensions are being planned, how much the Parks Foundation has recreation in mind, and how much commuting or just transportation people trying to get around? I imagine it's some of both.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we have conducted interviews for trail users, and we're out on the trail a few times a year and asking people just some basic questions. Why do you use the trail? What portions of the trail do you use? What programs would you like to see on the trail? And it's really interesting because consistently about 51% of users use it for transportation, and about 49% of them use for recreation. And certainly there's those individuals that use it for, most of them use it for both. But that's really what we hope to accomplish with the construction of these trails, is that people will be able to use them for whatever is beneficial to them. Recreation, transportation, health benefits, other aspects, economic development, getting people to and from businesses, and saving green space and there's just a variety of benefits and reasons to use the trail.
Jerry Albertson of the Parks Foundation, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Savella.
Albertson says the Parks Foundation hopes to know soon whether the Stadium Drive connection will be built this year or will have to wait until 2015. For WMUK, I'm Savella Mann.